I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Chair, move to approve the Rout County check sheet for December 27th, 2016, cycle date December 19th through December 23rd. Accounts payable checks, $509,162.61. Cycle date 12/12 through 12/16. Accounts payable check manuals, $7,754.34. Accounts payable wires, $209,889.16, for a total of $726,806.11. And payroll checks in the amount of $460,607.47. Payroll checks manuals, $96.36, for a total of $460,703.83, for total disbursements approved of $1,187,509.94.
Second.
Items of note, Tom?
A few items bring to your attention. A payment was made to include in the accounts payable. Payment to Biddle Consulting Group. This was for the communication center. And it's software support for their training software. Payment of $1,099. Payment to Circle H Consultant Contractors, actually. And this is from the IS pool, and it's for the broadband fiber optic build project. Payment of $239,988.35. And to date, we've paid $457,979 out of the $1.6 million project. Payment to DSS Corporation. This is also for the Communications Center, and this is for their voice capture recording system. This is for the installation, software license and support, and also for training, $127,176. Payment to Precision Excavating. And this was for Roden Bridge Salt Sand, $2,480.06. Payment to QDS Communications. This is from the Communications Center, and is the digital recorder programming and installation, and also by QDS, $3,500. Payment to Steamboat Architectural. This is for the human services, and this is for their space needs assessment. Programming meetings by Steamboat Architectural, that payment, $5,770.50. Any other questions?
So are we going to have a presentation from Steamboat Architecture on the space?
You will. Yes, sir.
I thought we'd had that.
Yes.
We discussed that.
That will be after the, yes, next, it should be soon. I'm not sure if it's on the agenda next week.
Okay.
But Tim Winter is scheduling that.
Yep.
Okay. Any other questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We did not meet yesterday as we were observing the Christmas holiday, and there are no resolutions on the consent agenda.
Madam Chair, I move we approve consent agenda items A, B, C, D, E.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Ready for our electronic public records management policy update?
The policy part two. I was here a month or so ago with this policy. Since that time, based on direction from you guys, we changed the archiving of the emails from 3 years to 1 year. So this is the exact same policy that you adopted, like I said, about a month ago, just changing it to 1 year for email archiving.
Okay. Executive
logic for that, yeah.
That was, again, based on your guys' direction. Me personally, I'm having to work on my email right now to figure out how to save that. But otherwise, there's the concern about if you just keep it forever, which is what's happening right now. We have to respond to open records requests for that. This sets a policy in place, so our response now would be, well, we don't have anything past a year. And also helps the IS department in getting their new system in place.
And the volume of information that we have to retain.
Yeah, and the cost that's associated.
And we won't have to do anything individually. IS will just erase them automatically?
It does get done automatically, yes. Okay.
I thought we were going to look at potentially allowing the legal department to have a different solution or length of time that you guys retain things.
That is my understanding. Okay. That's not covered in here.
Okay.
That would be a separate office policy or department policy.
Okay. But IS, are they, from a practical perspective, are they looking for a solution for your office so that you guys can keep things forever?
It's my understanding that they would be able to do that.
Okay.
There's two phases to this. One is the archiving, getting rid of old emails that have been deleted. Right now, if you deleted something 7 years ago,
it's
still archived. So even our office would be subject to the same policy where the archiving is concerned. So if I delete something intentionally, then after 1 year it is purged and no longer available.
Okay.
However, then the second phase of this is it's called the your inbox. If everybody else in the county, their inbox will be purged after a year as well. But that's not on the table just yet because we're a little uncomfortable with rolling this out. We want to give the employees plenty of time to address that. And then that's where the exception will be built in for the attorney's office so that we can drag and drop things that are in our inbox.
Okay. But once this is implemented, it'll happen every day.
Right.
Once the 1 year.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. Okay.
Ready for a motion?
Yep.
Move to approve and authorize your chair signature on the electronic public records management policy, replacing the current electronic public records management policy.
Okay. We have a motion, a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
I'm sorry that we had to
do that twice.
Let you know that I've already.
All right. We didn't have to do it three times.
I don't know.
Crossing your fingers.
The ones I have out there.
So. Alan, you want to join us?
You do it. Yours a little bit different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
See you in a bit. So this is our 11 o'clock item, which is the Windwalker Bond Release, PP 2015-006.
So this is a consideration of release of the bond that was required through condition of approval number 19 for their golf course special use permit. And the bond was intended to cover construction and revegetation of the site as approved. And that all the construction and revegetation was to be completed by January 1st, 2017. Staff did visit the site early November to take a look at the work that had been done, and staff's opinion that they have complied with that condition of approval and that the bond can be released.
I wish you'd invited me on the sidewalk.
What did you ask?
I said, I wish you'd invited me on the sidewalk. I wouldn't mind taking a look at it. Looks good?
Yeah, it looks good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have a question. So the procedure here. So they submitted the check.
Mm-hmm.
$189,000. Did you cash the check?
It was held in an account that accrues interest.
So we cashed the check. I assume, yes,
we did.
Okay. Because I was going to say, what happens if check doesn't clear.
It's my understanding that it does get deposited into an account.
And then so we'll actually go through the process of refunding money.
Correct.
We're not obligated to, I mean, even though we have to pay money to hold money in interest-bearing accounts, but I mean, there is no interest. But we're not obligated to pay any interest back to...
I don't think so.
Yeah. Madam Chair, I move. Is there a signature here? Or is there...
No.
I don't think so. No, just authorize it, and then we'll start the process to get the...
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the release and authorization of the release of cash security for the Windwalker Golf Course cash collateral release.
Second.
We have a motion, a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. I think you do have to give the person... item, which is the annual renewal of ambulance service licenses and permits for ambulance operating in Rout County. We have Mel Stewart here with us. Do you handle everyone's?
Yes.
Okay.
As the chairman of the Rout County EMS Advisory Council, I make sure that everybody's paperwork is in order. We contract with an outside vendor to come in and inspect all the ambulances to make sure that they meet the requirements of the county's licensing regulations, and he also does some kind of basic inspections on the mechanical systems on the ambulance, and also, of course, inspects all the equipment in the back to make sure it's in good working order. Then we have a mechanic certificate for each ambulance that's done by whatever mechanic that each agency wants to use. They submit that with their renewal packet, and it's all, everything's in order.
And then each permit covers the entire fleet, no matter how many ambulances you have?
No, there's a license, which you guys will generate a license for me, and I'll pick those up and get them out to
you. Is this it?
That's it.
Okay.
And then there's a permit for each ambulance, which the vendor, Eric Schmidt, prints out for us. So all you have to do is sign these.
So I'll sign these and those
and
today?
Those and get them back to me, and then I laminate them and get them out to all the other, all the agencies in the county to we put these in the ambulances themselves, and then those certificates stay in the office.
So when you're laying there on the floor,
you know you've earned a license anyway.
See the ambulance.
Yes.
This is pretty do counties typically have these resolutions?
Yeah, the state delegated ambulance licensing to each county.
Did we do this last December?
Mm-hmm. Do it every year.
I don't remember it. Okay. I guess because I wasn't driving last year. I was just sitting over here.
Yeah.
So the other thing, so all of these are no cost other than the 20 miles.
20 mile, and we bill 20 mile for the ambulance licensing fee plus the portion of the inspector's cost. The rest of the inspector's cost is covered out of our EMS council budget that comes from state monies.
Okay, any other questions?
Madam Chair, I move we approve and authorize your signature on the ambulance lead licensing for all the Rout County ambulance entities, which includes North Rout Fire Protection District, Steamboat Ridge Fire and Rescue, Fire Protection District, West Rout Fire Protection District, Yampton Fire Protection District, and the 20 Mile Coal Company.
Second.
We have a motion, a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. Can I sign? So this is our 11:30 item with our Human Resources Director. And our first is the Child Welfare Supervisor Pay Scale.
So during the 2017 budget process, Vicki requested and was approved for a reclassification of the lead caseworker to Child Welfare Supervisor. And what I'm presenting today is the pay scale for that reclassification to Child Welfare Supervisor. Talking with Vicki, we both agreed that probably the best thing to do would be to do what we've been doing with a lot of her positions. Basically, we separate positions by $2 an hour on the midpoint and create a new pay scale based on that. So this pay scale was $2 above the lead caseworker position. We'll put the lead caseworker in our job description's not used, and if they ever need to go back to having a lead instead of a supervisor, we'll have that available. So this request is to be effective for January 1, 2017.
Any questions? Okay.
Move to approve the pay scale for the Child Welfare Supervisor as presented.
Second.
We have a motion, a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. the purchasing manager pay scale.
This will be the last of my very late 2016 requests, I believe. Tim Winter had requested that the data from the Austin Peters survey was not valid for the purchasing manager position. Marty Hamilton had gone back and checked with various entities that Austin Peters included in the survey and found that they weren't matches to her position. She and Tim were requesting that we look at other options. Garfield County did have a procurement officer, chief procurement officer, that she felt was a match. Otherwise, she was looking to either be benchmarked to that position, requesting a benchmark possibly to the accounting manager position, or that we go back to Mountain States and use the purchasing manager information that they had. Didn't feel that the accounting manager was a good benchmark for the purchasing manager position. And since we've been using Mountain States since this position was created, I looked at the purchasing manager and recommend that that information be used. Tom approved placing this on your agenda and agrees with the use of the Mountain States data.
Any questions?
So, yeah, we didn't have a copy of your letter or the response from Tom either, so, but, you know.
Tom didn't get it till today.
So, again, benchmark. What does that mean, benchmarking then off of the Mountain States Employer Council?
So we're using Mountain States survey data that they did in 2016 for a purchasing manager, using the county averages. And then I put their midpoint or minimum and their maximum to our 30% pay range, solved for the midpoint, and then went 15% below and 15% above what the midpoint of those two numbers are.
And that's what's included in the salary range that we have here?
Yes.
So what's the, I know that the increase is 5,400, but what's the new aggregate annual salary for the purchasing manager?
So she is currently, I think she's at the top of the pay range.
Step 11.
She's
yes.
at step 87. 11?
Yes.
And so this is accurate?
Yes.
So it's not 5,400 above that? Or
it's
is it?
Above her current salary.
What's her current salary? Is it this 87?
No.
No.
Because that's the proposed.
That's the proposed one.
Okay, it is. All right.
Yes. So I did not bring her current one.
Okay.
That was Garfield's. I did not bring her current one.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the pay scale for the purchasing manager. And
actually, I did. It's 81.
Midpoint step 6 for 2016 would be $75,962. I'm noting that salary range would be retroactive back to January 1st, 2016.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a happy new year.
Thank you. You too.
This is our 1145 item regarding the Route County v. Wise Cup settlement agreement.
So the commissioners may have actually more information about the history of this than I do, at least personal knowledge. The county had received more than one complaint regarding this property and the outdoor storage and potential junkyard that was occurring there. Tom Weiskup took ownership of the property in January of 2016. Prior to that, he and his family members had permission to use it from the landowner. We have, prior to 2016, the planning department had been working with the landowner to try to come up with a plan for compliance. And since January, the planning department's been working with Mr. Weiskup. Earlier this year, the commissioners authorized the legal department to file legal action, which we did. even though we had done that, Alan has been working with Mr. Weiskopf on coming up with a plan, and we finally were able to do that as a result of mediation that we had a couple of weeks ago. So I have today a settlement agreement. Mr. Weiskopf has now signed it. That settlement agreement includes a timeline for different items on the property to be removed, and then also specifically lists what can remain based on Mr. Weiskopf's presentation that those are ag-related items. The plan would be, if the board approves this, to then present it to the court and ask the court to enter that as the court's order. That the agreement provides for, in addition to the timeline, mechanisms for the planning department to inspect the property to ensure compliance. And if there is not compliance, there would be notice. If it's not remedied, then we would ask the court to enforce the settlement agreement via fines or contempt. I'm not sure how much other detail the commissioners would like, but...
And there's a provision to have the order disappear if compliance is met for a certain period of time?
Yes. After, I think we ended up on 3 years. I apologize. Yes. Yeah, 3 years. Mr. Weiskopf can request a satisfaction of judgment be filed, and also a release of the list pendants, which is the document that gets filed in the real estate records.
Any other questions?
Yeah, so I guess the question is so when we're agreeing to the agreement here, if we move forward, what happens if the judge doesn't agree that we agree? Where does that leave it?
Certainly, the judge would not have to accept the settlement agreement. I think that's a very low possibility. But if she didn't, then either we would have to go back to the drawing board to try to meet her objections, or it would still remain on the docket for trial at the end of January.
Could we then? I mean, we would then have an agreement that would be signed. Could we then withdraw the lawsuit?
That is a good question. We could. It would take away some of the enforcement and mechanisms that we would contemplate.
That we would hope for down the road.
Exactly. Yeah. So the enforcement mechanism would end up having to be us filing a new lawsuit.
Further questions?
No. Madam Chair, okay. I move that we approve and authorize your signature on a settlement agreement as to the Rock County versus Weiskopf case 2016 CV 30082.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those.
Yeah, I guess I'd like to comment. I just appreciate you guys cleaning things up and doing what you do.
Just me.
Yep. You. Appreciate you doing that. And again, we would appreciate not getting calls from the neighbors.
I don't care about neighbors anymore, but I want it the way I wanted it to begin with. And now that I have final say this.
Appreciate it.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Happy New Year.